When it comes to spending, the Capital Regional District, CRD, is the second least efficient district in British Columbia, according to a recent report. Authored by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, CFIB. The 38-page document, which, in part, measures the spending growth of the province's 27 districts, placed the CRD placed at the bottom of the list, along with Sunshine Coast, Cariboo, Mount Waddington and Alberni-Clayoquot regional districts. This assessment comes after the CFIB found that regional district spending in BC has risen faster than population, inflation, and property taxes, resulting in higher taxes for small businesses at a time when they can least afford it. Regional districts are massively overspending and deserve more scrutiny, Ryan Mitten, the CFIB's Director of Legislative Affairs for the province, said in a news release. Small businesses tell us they aren't seeing value for their tax money from their regional districts and are left with higher tax bills at a time where they can barely afford to keep their doors open, especially as we face U.S. tariffs. The report claims that, between 2018 and 2023, the CRD's administrative costs and spending grew by 108% and 67%, respectively, while its revenue rose by 29%. It adds that the CRD employs over 1,000 staff, which amounts to nearly 8 times the workforce of the similarly populated Fraser Valley Regional District, while Metro Vancouver serves more than 6 times the population with only twice the staff. The CFIB also took issue with the CRD's $872 million provisional 2025 budget, up by $95 million from the previous year. Moving forward, the Capital Regional District must refocus its work on delivering core services, finding areas for cost savings, and eliminating administrative bloat in pursuit of lowering property taxes, ultimately putting money back in the pockets of small business owners, the report reads. The CRD's board chair Cliff McNeil-Smith, however, said the regional district allocates a smaller share of its overall budget to administrative costs than many other districts. As for the growth of the CRD's budget, McNeil-Smith explained that, while these contributions increase costs, they deliver long-lasting value by expanding capacity, creating jobs and ensuring residents and their families have the services they need. Our costs reflect a commitment to delivering critical infrastructure that benefit the region, he added. Between the period of 2018 to 2023, the CRD has delivered a number of major initiatives and new services, including wastewater treatment, more affordable housing and critical health infrastructure, to name just a few. Nanaimo, North Okanagan, Peace River, Fraser Valley and Cauthet ranked the top 5 most efficient regional districts, respectively.